Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Chip Rogers is here. Chip's a new friend, but not for long. American Hotel and Lodging Association is he's the president and CEO there, AHLA.com. Check it out. Chip, thanks again for being here. We hope you'll come back soon. I want to talk about the future of this industry. When I think about what the coronavirus hath wrought on us, I not only think about what's going on right now, and I only think about what's going to happen in the future, but in making that transition, you have to also think about what's going to be different. What's never going to be the same? How much is never going to be the same? How much of it is going to be brand new? And whatever you're doing, whatever you were doing in January of 2020, even if you feel like you're back to full speed in a year or two or whatever, that full speed isn't going to look like January 2020, is it?
Oh no. It'll be different it'll definitely be different. Yes.
How will the hotel industry be different?
You know, we talked about it a moment ago about meetings and conventions, and I think that for quite some time, people are going to, even once you have a vaccine or proven therapies, which it sounds like we're getting close on the therapies, people are going to be hesitant to gather in large indoor venues. So, mm-hmm. You know, the days of the 5 and 10,000 person conference is that may change forever. I mean, we're hoping mm-hmm. it doesn't. You've got places like Las Vegas and Orlando that are actually built on that.
That's right.
But that may change forever. So people will still go to hotels. I mean, hospitality is here to stay. It's always been here. It always will be. But it may look like a lot different. The good news is that, you know, coming into this, the trend that we saw was that people want experiences in life. And so people were actually traveling more than ever before. And we think they'll get back to that, but it might look a little different.
Well, one of the things that the reason I'm of all the things you talked about, the thing that I think is going to have the biggest change is going to be the conventions. And here's why. And again, these are just accelerated things because the millennial generation was already looking askance at conventions. Conventions, I mean, I've talked to a bunch of them. They were already feeling like a convention, a classic 20th century convention model was irrelevant to them. They were already talking about doing other things. And you and I both know the baby boomers are not going to be who brings back the whatever the future of conventions looks like. It's going to be the millennial, the younger generation, and they think about this differently.
No, there's no doubt about it. You know, they do like the social aspect of getting together, but you're right about a 5,000, 10,000 person convention. That's not what we had seen even coming into this that millennials engage in. Mm-hmm. But we'll just have to see. We certainly have a lot of large businesses that were built on this, and we don't want to see them falter.
No.
But we all have to adapt to reality.
Well, and the thing is when I see, is and I know you do the same thing, when I see a convention model, I see 1,000 layers of small businesses connected to that convention.
Yeah.
I mean, you take away the small businesses and you can't have a convention.
From the printing to the food and beverage to the data entry that's necessary for registration.
Yeah.
I mean, up and down the line.
The Uber drivers.
yeah.
So last, I got about a minute, Chip. Last thoughts. Look into your crystal ball. You've got one. I've seen it. What does it show?
Well, we're going to continue to struggle, our industry, for a number of years. And unfortunately, even with the best of government help. There will be hotels that are going to go out of business. It's already happening.
Yeah.
But we will come back. And I think by year 2022, things will look strong. And then by 2023, we'll be back full force. And it's because of what I talked about. There's just this innate desire for people to explore and experience things they haven't experienced.
And I think don't you think more people are going to stay in America, more Americans are going to stay in America over the next 5 years instead of going across the border?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's certainly happening right now, and that trend will continue. And we're hoping to welcome guests from around the world to America, too.
Right.
That's the place to be.
I think that's going to help the industry recover more than ever. Hey, Chip, good job today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Chip Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, American Hotel and Lodging Association, AHLA.com is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.